GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, I checked the stats and I incorporated them into one of the two newscasts running during our program this morning. We know the governor's energy office tracks the statewide average of home heating oil in Maine, and post-Labor Day, maybe more people start paying attention to politics and more attention to how they're going to stay warm this winter. Last week at this time, the price of a gallon of home heating oil was, on average in Maine, $4.59 a gallon. Last week, this time, Governor's Energy Office, $4.59. Last check, it's gone up to $4.68. The price of home heating oil has gone up. It had been going down. Former Congressman Bruce Poliquin, the Republican of Maine, on the campaign trail, Mainers are worried about how they're going to stay warm this winter, Bruce.
It's very scary, Rick. Yesterday, I was at the Harmony Fair and talking with a senior couple, and they are scared to death about how do they pay for their groceries, their gasoline, their heating oil. Some folks have told me, and this is really scary, and please, I hope they don't do this, about bringing outdoor grills inside to stay warm. Some seniors are starting to use wood to supplement the heat. Problem is, the cost of a cord of wood is something like $250 now, a cord. So that's expensive. A lot of seniors, I think, Rick, are going to start moving in with their kids to stay warm. I talked to a middle-aged lady at the Blue Hill Fair a couple days ago. She said, Bruce, I have always done it on my own. I've worked two jobs. I've raised my kids. But I just accepted a little bit of help, public assistance, when it comes to heating oil. And she was embarrassed. She didn't want to do it. This is really scary stuff, Rick. You know, when seniors turn down the thermostat below a certain level, it gets to be a real health issue because seniors just do not generate the heat with their aging bodies that younger people do. So, seniors are at risk of pneumonia, bronchitis, other respiratory diseases and illnesses if they turn the thermostat too low. This is really serious stuff. It's very scary. And there's no need of this, Rick. We didn't have this problem a couple years ago. The cost of heating oil and diesel and gasoline, you know, was low, was half what it is now. But this is what happens. We are living through the Joe Biden Green New Deal. You shut down our supplies of heating oil and gasoline and diesel, and you jack up the price. We have as much energy, domestic energy here in America, as more than we can shake a stick at, more than we need. We were exporting a lot of energy a couple of years ago. We were energy independent. We're now begging other countries for energy because of this Green New Deal, which is shutting down our supplies.
One of the problems with heating oil, I was looking at the prices today. I do what I normally do. I start the winter with a full tank and put in a heat pump and all of that kind of stuff. I buy in Brewer, and I was checking today, and this was as of September 2nd. Today's what, the 6th? It was $4.29 a gallon. And that's one of the problems, that it goes up and it goes down, and it's kind of hard to follow.
Well, George, but I've got to make a point here. I was knocking on doors in Lewiston a few weeks ago, and a woman said, Bruce, you know, I used to spend, $1,000 to use heating oil to heat my home. This year it's going to cost almost $3,000. So when our seniors, George, who are used to spending about $500 to top off their oil tank, now get their first heat, that's the first time, their first heating oil bill, it's going to be about $1,200 to top off that tank. Any way you cut the mustard, George, when you shut down the supplies, when you shut down pipelines and you don't allow the exploration and development of more supplies of heating oil, gasoline, diesel, propane, you get higher prices. This is this very extreme agenda that we're going through now, and it is so hurtful to our seniors. But, you know, this is what you get. There's no need of this. When I was, if I may, when I was serving in Congress, I voted repeatedly to make sure we had a fully developed domestic source of energy. Lots of heating oil, gasoline, and diesel supplies, and the prices were about $2 a gallon. My opponent, Mr. Golden, has voted repeatedly to block Republican bills to reopen our energy supply. This is what you get.
Listener writes to us in a text message, if we weren't spending money housing asylum seekers, we might be able to better afford fuel, or there might be more state money in our state. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if your experience on a federal level has you looking on a state level like that, Bruce. What do you say to that listener?
Well, I say the same thing I told someone at the Windsor Fair a couple days ago, George, is that, excuse me, Rick, is that our border with Mexico has been open, wide open since Joe Biden was elected president. And this extreme Democrat majority that controls everything in Washington, the House, the Senate, and the White House, they have kept this border open still to this day, wide open for almost 2 years. So now we have another 2, 3, 4 million people that we know of that have broken the law. They've come in illegally, and they're allowed to stay. We have to take care of these people, Rick. This is not fair. We have homeless people in this state and we need to take care of. We have teenagers in shelters. But no, we've got to have these folks who have come here illegally, put them to the front of the line for housing, health care, food, transportation, clothing. What in the heck is wrong with taking care of Mainers first? Where's Mr. Golden been? I went down to the border in January, Rick. We, you and I have talked about this. I met with the Border Patrol agents. I know the mess down there. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have toured the wall. I have, when I was serving, we didn't have this kind of border problem. I voted repeatedly to make sure we enforced our border. Mr. Golden voted against funding for the wall, for example. This is what happens when you have this extreme agenda, this Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Jared Golden agenda. And now we're living through it. They have no plan. Mr. Golden is in way over his head. He has no business experience. He has no plan to fix this.
Well, as we often say, you know, one person can make a change. Sometimes they can't. I don't know what the latest pundits are saying about the fall elections. It seemed to be tightening up a little bit. What are you hearing?
We're all over the district, George. We were at, I mentioned the Blue Hill Fair, the Windsor Fair. We were out a few days ago. I was at the Harmony Parade yesterday. We were at the Piscataquis County Fair a few days ago. We are all over the district. And here's what I'm hearing. There is a huge, enthusiastic response I'm getting, and Governor LePage is getting. Folks know that we are two Central Maine businessmen who have already had careers. We have come out of semi-retirement because our state and our country is in deep trouble. They are rallying around us. They're very enthusiastic and appreciative that we're running. And this is something that's in my heart. I want to do. I want to help. And let me tell you, they are going to vote for common sense, Maine common sense, in droves. I talked to a mom, George, at one of these events a few days ago. She said, Bruce, I have a 19-year-old daughter. She's all excited. She graduated high school. She wanted to move to Bangor, get her first apartment. I was really concerned. She was in a good neighborhood and all that. She said she had to spend $1,500 for a one-bedroom apartment in Bangor when a short time ago it was $900. This is a real problem, George. The cost of everything is going up. You know, if you're a young family, you want to get your first home, well, not long ago, you could get a 30-year mortgage at 3%. Now it's at 6%. That means that $200,000 mortgage, you're paying about another $400 per month. And you ask yourself, why is all this happening? Well, when you spend another $3-5 trillion beyond what you need to fund the government, and that money we don't have, George, it is borrowed or it is printed, that drives up inflation. Mr. Golden is part of this. He has no plan to get out of this. I do. the people of Maine send me back down to Washington, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with any Republican, Democrat, or Independent who will work with me. We're going to have a new common sense American majority. We're going to stop this spending that we do not need to spend. That will drive down inflation. Secondly, I'm going to do what I did when I was down there. We are going to pass legislation to reopen our supplies of heating oil and gasoline and diesel. That will drive down the price to help our families. And I'm going to do what I did when I was down there. I'm going to work with anybody who wants to work with me, and we're going to secure that border with Mexico, keep the fentanyl out of here that's killing our kids, and make sure we keep people out of this country who should not be in this country and take care of America first. That's what I'm going to do.
Bruce, before we let you go, let me ask this, because the listener asks us to ask this. How is Bruce going to win with RCV? And they write on that there are some concerns about whether or not we actually have secure elections. I know this is a, some call it a dog whistle. Some say it stirs up a debate that should not be debated. What do you make of it?
First of all, make sure you go vote. Do not be intimidated. Make sure you go vote. You vote for Bruce Poliquin the way you always have. There'll be three people in our race: Tiffany Bond, Jared Golden, Bruce Poliquin. Fill in the circle for Bruce Poliquin. First choice, put it in the box. Now, if you want to fill in the circle across, the first, second, and third choices for Bruce Poliquin, go ahead and do it. Either way, your ballot counts. Vote just one choice for Bruce Poliquin or first, second, third choice for Bruce Poliquin, and you're done. Both count. You do not have to rank the other candidates. You do not have to rank the other candidates. We're starting to get this message out. We're starting this week very aggressively. These elections will be safe. They'll be secure. We have an office of voter security at the Republican Party. We didn't have before. We do now. But go vote. We're going to win this thing. We need to make a change. Jared Golden votes more than 80% of the time with AOC, with Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi. He is a reliable vote for this extreme agenda more than 80% of the time. You want to fix it? We got to make a change. I offer that change. If you want to continue on this path, open border, highest inflation in 40 years, out of control spending, higher taxes, and the highest energy prices you've ever had, then you got a choice. If you want to fix it, make a change, vote for Bruce Poliquin.
Well, the last time we went through the RCV, and we are at it again, we'll see how it all works out. Bruce, in any event, we'll see you along the way. If you went to all those fairs, you got wet. So dry out today.
Or a lot of doughboys.
A lot of doughboys.
Maybe, I don't know.
We'll catch you along the way.
When I go to these fairs, often Paula Page is there, right? And we walk together, and it's so much fun. There's just this crowd of people that want to talk to us because they're so upset and scared about our future. And they know we can fix this because we've done it before. But I always have French fries at the end. I always offer. I said, Paul, have a fry. No, I can't have a fry. I said, well, for God's sakes, take one in your pocket for ants. No, we don't eat fries. But I eat his.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.